back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Commerce Casino is coming up August 28th. Big event there. Starts at 8 p.m. on August 28th. That's the Thursday before Labor Day. And you, too, could be playing in the Texas Hold'em No Limit Poker Tournament if you sign up today. But sign up before Friday of this week. And to do so, we just need your first name, last name, and your email address. And send it to ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. That's ConwayShow@gmail.com. You have to sign up by the 15th. If you do and you're selected, then you'll be playing in the big poker tournament come the 28th. Be about 500 players, free food for the players, $6,000 worth of prizes, and everybody always has a terrific time at those events. All right. It's one of those deals where 500 people show up, mostly dudes, but there's some chicks. There's drinking, smoking, gambling. It's perfect for us degenerates. It's on the 5 freeway, south of the 710, north of the 605, Commerce Casino, on August 28th. But sign up before the 15th of August, conwayshow@gmail.com. And before we do the news with Gina, how many emails have we gotten so far?
We're tipping the scale at around 1,000.
1,000 emails. All right. So get your email in before the 15th of August. All right, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock every single night, we try to do it, and a little after 9 tonight, news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
This song sucks. I hate you, Randy.
Right.
So not funny.
All right. What's happening in the news, Gina Grad?
Yes, on to more serious subject matter. Well, those Olympics, man.
Yeah,
they're really
man.
Going for it. For the first part of the Olympic basketball battle between the USA and China, it seemed like that host country might actually have a chance of beating us, especially when they were hitting all of their three-point attempts. However, Team USA, otherwise known as the Redeem Team, started to put their game into high gear, continuously dunking their way to victory.
Nice.
And here we have some audio from forward LeBron James, also known as LeBrons, as he's also known around the Olympic Village, commenting on what exactly their first Olympic win meant to him.
All right. Yeah, he's called LeBrons because last time he was in the Olympics, they won the bronze medal. LeBrons James. Here we go, LeBrons.
This is the biggest stage I've ever been on, by far. You know, I thought the NBA Finals was the biggest stage until I was a part of this. So this is by far the biggest stage for me in my career thus far, and I'm happy I could be a big part of it and help Team USA hopefully get a win.
There you go. Look at that, man.
It's a little part of it.
That's such a popular team. They can't even stay with the other athletes in the Olympic Village.
Really?
Yeah, they got to stay like outside of town, like 10
sequestered.
Miles.
Sequestered.
Yeah,
they're
it
celebs.
Sucks.
What are you going
to
do?
But it sucks. The reason to go over there is to get all that attention.
Yeah.
And possibly some of that tail, man.
Yeah. Well, not if you're British. Did you hear about that? The authorities for the Brit teams got a big stern talking to about no sex during the Olympics.
What?
To the point where their significant others can't even come to the Olympic Village.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus
what
Christ.
What if that's part of your ritual, you know?
That's why you get in the Olympics. You got that gold medal around your neck so you can get some of that local tail.
But they did say something funny. One of the authority guys did say, look, the Scandinavian chick, you know, from the rhythmic ballet team isn't going to sleep with you now. She's not going to sleep with you after. But go ahead and ask her after, just in case. It was very funny.
All right. What else is going on in the news, Gina Grant?
Well, U.S. President George W. Bush said he would not use the Olympics as an opportunity to criticize China. And he made good on this plan by attending the Games in Beijing. And actually, movie director Steven Spielberg, I don't know if you knew this, he resigned as artistic advisor to the Beijing Olympics, citing concerns over the humanitarian crisis in Darfur, which he linked to China.
Wow.
But despite recent clamors linking Darfur to the Beijing Olympics, some Western leaders have explicitly expressed opposition to politicizing the games. But President Bush wanted to show his support for the games, and here's a clip of the president explaining why this trip was so important to him.
All right, here we go. President Bush, everybody, over at the Olympics.
Bob, it's very important for the American people to know that coming here gave me a chance, obviously, to root for our team, and you've captured that. But it's also coming here is a sign of respect for the Chinese people. And this is a big, important nation. We'll have our differences, we'll have our agreements. But in order to find common ground and to move the world toward peace, it is important for this country to show respect for the people of the country.
There you go. All right, very well said. All right, Steven Spielberg has resigned as the artistic advisor.
Yep.
How's that affecting the game?
I think not at all.
They're moving on?
Yeah. They're picking up the pieces and moving on.
I love that when people make a big stink of, you know, I'm out of here. Like, well,
moving to Italy.
Who
with
are you?
Doesn't matter.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving China.
I'm kind of torn on this one, though.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
I know how you trust me. I already know how you were going to feel about this.
Listen, when somebody makes a big move like that of, you know, they took the job. Steven Spielberg took the job of artistic advisor, not when China was a democracy, five years ago.
Yeah.
He took it when there were equal or more problems. And
that's when you say no thanks from the get-go.
Yeah, you say no from the beginning. And then so, you know, after he's the advisor for a while, it's like, nah, I'm out of here.
I'm taking my ball home, you know.
I don't know anybody that woke up. I guess he resigned, what, today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday of last week.
Ago, yeah.
So I don't know anybody on Tuesday that went to bed thinking, God, I wonder if Steven Spielberg's going to resign as artistic advisor. Yeah. Jesus, I can't get. Does anybody have any Ambien? I can't get a wink here, man. Do you think he's going to resign? You think he's not? Well, let me see. Well, let's do the pros and cons of resigning. I think he's going to stay. I think he's going to stay on. No, you say he's going to resign? Oh, I just can't sleep. Oh,
yeah, I think there are riots about this.
Oh, please. Somebody call Steven. It's Tuesday night. It's late. Please call him, ask if he's going to stay. He is. He's thinking about it. Who cares? Jesus Christ, man.
All right.
What else in the news, Gina Gregg?
Well, former presidential candidate John Edwards has been caught up in quite the scandal lately. I don't know if you've heard. As more information continues to come out about his affair with... Now, is it Riley or Rielle Hunter?
I think it's Riley. That's what they're calling her.
I was calling her Rielle. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's fake. Her name is Lisa. Anyway, rumors...
Let's call her Lisa, then.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Lisa.
Lisa Edwards.
Yeah. Hunter. Yeah. Rumors that Mr. Edwards, whose wife Elizabeth is battling breast cancer, fathered the child, went ignored by the mainstream media until recently when the National Enquirer printed a grainy photograph allegedly showing Mr. Edwards cradling the baby in an L.A. hotel room. And we have a bit of audio with Edwards on 2020 apologizing for all of this craziness that he has caused his family.
Here we go. The John Edwards saga is almost over.
Yeah. In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very...
Thanks for doing the math for us. Little buddy.
In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else. Right. In 2006.
Who did he... I'm responsible for. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so, John, like most men, your wiener's attached to your body?
Yeah.
Ah, I get it. All right, very good. Press on. He made his own mistake.
A mistake that I am responsible for.
Right.
And no one else.
Mm.
In 2006,
2 years
told
ago.
Elizabeth about the mistake.
I told Elizabeth about the mistake.
She probably knows by now, sweetheart.
I told about the mistake. Oh, mistake. Did you drop some of your dinner on the floor?
No.
Oh. Did you park in the wrong spot?
I wish.
Oh, I know. You didn't wear the right pants with the right joke with the right jacket for your suit. No, wrong tie.
No, a little worse.
Stayed up too late.
Well, you could say that.
Mistake. I'm sorry. That's mine. That's my bad.
My bad.
Yeah, that's that's my mistake.
And no one else. In 2006, told Elizabeth about the mistake. Asked her for her forgiveness. Asked God for his forgiveness. Mm. And we have kept this within our family since that time.
Wow.
All of my family knows about this.
Wow, everybody knows?
The whole enchilada.
The kids know?
Yeah.
All of my family knows about this.
I'm about telling those kids. They got, little ones, gather around. Dad's got something to tell you. I know, Mom has terminal cancer. No, it's different tonight.
Yeah.
There's,
something new on the menu.
Belly up to the bad news table. Because we're going to give you another dose. Yeah, Mom's got terminal cancer. That's right. You get the star for that. That's right. What's your name again? Stevie?
Baby
Susie?
Bird. Baby Bird.
Baby Bird?
They are still baby birds.
Yeah.
But they got to start learning to fly.
But
they're not ready to fly on their own yet, but they got to start
you're
learning.
You're just forcing them right out of that tree, aren't you, John?
Those baby birds might be living with Riley soon. When, Mrs. Edwards, she's got terminal cancer, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But he says, so he's got to now tell these kids.
Yeah.
Listen, your mom's got terminal cancer, but that's what this is about. This is about me tonight.
Well, that's the thing. You're not just losing a mother. You're possibly gaining a stepbrother.
Yeah, a stepbrother and a stepmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody can enjoy themselves, I guess, huh? Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? That is the 3D house of bad decisions, you know? This guy has his life is blown up like a bowl of F.
Yeah.
And he's simply, I don't think, if he killed a couple of guys, I think people would let him off.
Yeah.
Much easier than if he did this.
Have a little more respect for him. Right?
Yeah. He got a bar fight and killed a couple of guys. What the hell? Well, Jesus, maybe they're asking for it. They're probably, the supporters of President Bush. Wow, man. He deserved, those kids, those
he's
guys.
He's a hero.
Yeah, those guys deserve death. What? He slept with another chick while his wife had terminal cancer and there's two youngins at home? No, not John Edwards.
Yeah.
All right, John Edwards, everybody.
And just to be absolutely clear, none of them are responsible for it.
No, wait a minute. I can hear the end of this again.
Within our family, since that time, all of my family knows about this. And just to be absolutely clear, none of them are responsible for it.
What? I don't know. I can't wrap my little pea brain about how the kids would be responsible. Or
I was
wife.
Actually just in the middle of organizing the lynch mob to go get the kids, held them responsible for this.
Oh, those poor kids, man. Yeah, Jesus. I mean, can you imagine the therapy that is going to have to go on to try to straighten those two up?
Oh, yeah. Their odds just keep dipping and dipping every day.
They have a brother that was killed in an auto accident when he was 16. They have a mother who is not probably going to be around in a couple of years because she has terminal cancer. A father who used to be a senator and now claims to have banged around with this Riley chick may have a kid with her. And all in all, those two kids are home in North Carolina or South Carolina going, excuse me, Dad. Hi. What about us? Anything here? Anything over here? I'm still sick. We're still 6 and 8.
Yeah.
Very
much alive and kicking.
Yeah, we're going to need some therapy in here, Pops. We're going to chew through most of your $50 million in just doctors.
Yeah.
They should have a live-in psychiatrist for both of them.
Yeah.
Just sit there and hold them.
Yeah.
That's what those kids need right now. They just need to be held by somebody other than him.
Yeah.
Maybe her. I don't know. Those poor kids. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Gray?
Yeah, I hate to, not be pepping it up right now, but the entertainment community, as you probably know, lost two very talented performers over the weekend.
I heard about
very, very
that.
Sad. Popular comedian and actor Bernie Mac died Saturday, August 9th, due to complications with advanced pneumonia.
Hmm.
And soul singer Isaac Hayes died August 10th when he was found by his family lying motionless next to his treadmill at home. Mac was best known for teaming up with comedian Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, and D.L. Hughley as the original Kings of Comedy, and for having the successful sitcom, which I absolutely love, The Bernie Mac Show. And Isaac Hayes was an American singer-songwriter who was the creative force behind Stax Records. He was also very well known for providing the voice for the character of Chef on the Comedy Central animated TV series South Park.
Hmm.
They both will be missed very much.
Yeah, that Bernie Mac, I had one telephone conversation with him. Because he was doing one of those Vegas ads for the Consolidated.
Yeah.
So we're going to do one together. It wasn't one of those pre-recorded ones. We actually talked to each other. And I got on the phone with him and I said, Bernie Mac, I said, I'm a huge fan of yours. I said, I really am. There's very few comedians who I would say that to, but I really think that you're unbelievable. You know what he says to me?
What?
He says, well, what are you doing this weekend?
What?
And I said, I'm just hanging out. He says, come to Vegas. I'll give you tickets to the show, and I'll put you up at the Flamingo Hilton. You can bring your wife, your kid. You can do it, bring a couple of friends, whatever.
Oh,
he goes, I'll
God.
Take care of the room. I'll take care of the tickets, and come and be my guest for the weekend. Never met me. And we never met each other.
Oh, my God. Did you go?
I couldn't.
Oh,
I was working.
Oh, Tim.
But I really regret not going because what an offer, huh?
Oh, what a guy.
So I tell this to Arsenio Hall. I said, I had sort of had one run-in with the guy, and Arsenio Hall told me like 15 stories of how this is the nicest man in show business.
Yeah, this was not uncommon for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he would take, people were down on their luck. People that, that needed...
like you.
Yeah, a helping hand. Right, exactly. He would take them and help them and support them and just the biggest heart in all of show business.
Yeah, and apparently, you know, he was married for 31 years. And the same woman who was, you know, next to him in the hospital bed when he died was the same woman standing in line, you know, waiting for him to do free shows at comedy clubs in Chicago.
Is that right?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Quite the marriage. Christ. Definitely, I'm sure, kept him grounded.
Yeah. I don't know. If you ever seen his act, though, man, that was a funny mother effer.
Yeah.
Funny, funny guy.
And that sitcom was so brilliant. It was,
I love that
pulled
sitcom.
No punches, talk about smacking the kids. It was so funny.
That was one of the great shows. I'm surprised it didn't last longer, because that show was funny every week.
Well, that's why it didn't last longer.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, anything else in the news there, Gina Grant?
Oh, just a little knowledge that Pineapple Express is now up to over $40 million in the box office.
Is that right?
$40,500,000.
Holy Christ.
So
look at
there
you
go. Gaining on Batman every single day.
Did you see it?
I missed it.
Yeah, you were supposed to see it.
I was supposed to see it, but something suddenly came up.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
All right, Gene in the news, everybody. Thank you, Miss Grant. Anything else in the news?
That's going on.
Everybody.
The news with Gina Grant.
Randy, f*** you and f*** the Timex Social Club.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words. How do rumors
get started? Jesus Christ. Pain in the ass, man. All right, Pineapple Express, I'm going to read something to you when we come back from commercial that is going to make your hair stand up. And I can't believe that I know the person who is responsible for this. But somebody I know and somebody that you know, most of the people out there listening right now, you know this person, put a personal ad in on Craigslist. And when we come back, I'm going to read you the ad. And you're not going to believe how weak this is. A personal ad on Craigslist. And again, I know this person. Gina knows this person. Randy knows this person. And most of you listening right now know who this person is. And you're not going to believe this ad when we come back. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.